We're back to the Neil Haley Show on the Total Celebrity segment. I'm excited to welcome the program from E! News correspondent Ken Baker, author of The Ken Commandments, My Search for God in Hollywood. Ken, thanks for calling. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm doing great.
Oh, you know what, Ken, let's kind of go right into this, the gist of things first about how you became a journalist. Almost, you said you've been covering celebrity stuff for about 20 years. How did it start for you, Ken?
Well, you know, out of grad school, I got my master's in journalism. I was doing newspapers at the time, and just on a lark, ended up coming out to Hollywood in the mid-90s. Got a gig at People Magazine as a correspondent, and that sort of set my career off into a trajectory as an entertainment celebrity journalist. After a stop at Us Weekly, I then been at E! News for about 11 years, and it's been a pretty awesome experience. Obviously, there's never a dull moment, and managed to write a few books along the way and stitch together a career.
You know, it's very interesting, Ken, when you talk about a journalist and the experiences. I feel when I always interview celebrities, I learn so much, or anyone I get to interview. It's a great gig to get to talk to people because you learn so much about them. And especially in the celebrity world where you might think this celebrity's a jerk or the celebrity really isn't cool or, you know, I don't want to talk to. And then once you get to finally sit down and talk with them, you really learn a lot more about who they are, don't you?
Well, for the most part, I mean, look, there are, like any people or any subjects you're going to interview, some people are just bad interviews.
Yes.
They don't want to give you anything, or they're going to be hostile, or, you know, have a bad attitude, they're having a bad day, and that certainly happens. But, you know, I got into journalism because I'm interested in people. I'm interested in what makes them tick. I think that celebrities, they're usually a celebrity for a reason. They've been able to accomplish something that got people's attention, and that usually means there's something compelling about them as a personality. And it's always interesting to kind of scratch below the surface and find out more about them. And you know, I've enjoyed it, and certainly there's always a few, you know, rotten apples in the bunch.
Yeah, I'm sure.
For the most part, it has been a good experience, I have to say.
And then think about it, Ken, when I kind of was talking about, think about the specific thing. Even if they're a jerk, you learn something new every time you talk to someone. And that really kind of changes your life in so many ways in a repertoire to say, oh my gosh, I never would have thought of that. Or really, this really happened. It's just intriguing, I think, when I get to talk to people.
Yeah, you know, and when I went on this, you know, spiritual journey here in Hollywood, and look, I've been doing this for 20 years. I have to admit, I mean, I hadn't really been participating in what I would call spiritual pursuits in Hollywood. I was participating in secular pursuits, going to parties, going to events, you know, going to work, being on TV every day, pretty much just into your run-of-the-mill kind of Hollywood experience that we sort of know as Hollywood. And, you know, I really, now after working on the Ten Commandments and writing this book and everything, I really feel as though my perspective of celebrity has changed a lot. And, you know, I've always had a good feel for celebrity and had good rapport with celebrities. But, you know, being able to worship with them, to go to their places of worship, to learn meditation with them, to, you know, see their psychics and kind of get into their shoes and understand this whole spiritual kind of renaissance that's happening in Hollywood right now that is illuminated in my book has been really fascinating for me because I realized, whoa, this has been going on right in front of me.
Yeah.
And I was completely closed off to it, and it's had a lot of benefits for me personally.
And that's what I, when I talk about, you get to learn so much. And this spiritual journey, so Ken, did it changed you? So before we get into kind of the journey of talking to these, learning from these certain celebrities and how their faith journey and specific pursuit for God, how about yourself? That's changed, right, Ken? If you're kind of talking about, you learned, but it really changed you as well and from these experiences.
Yeah, and, you know, to be totally honest with you, I mean, the book is sort of part memoir, part reportage of me on this journalistic inquiry to see and experience what is going on in Hollywood right now in today, a snapshot of all the spiritual pursuits. But at the core of it was my desire to, 20 years into a career in Hollywood, to see if I could use Hollywood as my laboratory, my spiritual laboratory, to figure out what I believed and if I could find some sense of spiritual beliefs, the foundation, because even though I was raised Catholic and I always had sort of a sense of God and I had right and wrong and I had that background as a kid growing up in Buffalo, New York, you know, I couldn't remember the last time I had prayed. And then I had a friend of mine who, and I tell the story in the book. I was, Lamar Odom was in the hospital.
Oh yeah.
And he had gotten into a coma. You might
remember,
the story.
That. Yes.
And, the story that I tell in the Ten Commandments is like, I was talking to a Kardashian family member and I said, look, is there anything I can do? I feel like I want to help out. And I was in Vegas covering this and I literally meant I'll go and get sandwiches. I'll get you a coffee.
Okay.
What can I do? And this family member said, can you pray for Lamar?
Oh my.
And I hadn't really prayed in a long time. I, you know, really wasn't that person anymore. And, I was like, okay, I don't think it's going to do anything, but I'll pray. So I prayed and, 2 days later he gets out of the coma and you know, I'm not saying it was because I prayed or didn't pray, but I'm driving back to Los Angeles and I'm wondering to myself, well, I can't say it mattered that I prayed, but I can't say it didn't matter.
Right.
The truth is I have no idea. And it bothered me that I didn't really know myself spiritually to have an idea. And I want to have some sense of, well, what do I believe? And do I pray anymore? And who am I praying to? And is there a God?
Wow.
And I became determined to basically find my sense of God, rediscover it in the very place I had lost it, which was Hollywood. And that's the whole story that I tell in the book.
And then through that pursuit, you'd run into different celebrities and their faith journey and what they believe and look at a lot of different faiths, right? That's the great thing about this book, Ken, is
a lot of people opened. A lot of people opened up to me. Sorry to interrupt. A lot of people opened up to me, let me inside their very private world. You know, I went to Bible study with Gwen Stefani. I have a whole chapter on that. I went to Scientology. I felt obligated to check it out because, you know, here's the thing. I just decided that I couldn't have a closed mind. I needed to have an open mind. I couldn't have a closed heart. I had to have an open heart because I really wanted to be open to any sort of answers. And, you know, what I really found is that, now a little bit of a spoiler alert. I don't become a Scientologist. But the chapter is a very interesting one. And at least after spending some time at the Scientology Center, I can give my own informed opinion from my own experience. And that was the whole idea, is that I really wanted to give things a fair shake that I had been closed off to. And some really beautiful things happen when you open yourself up and you just have, you know, you want to come at things just from wanting to find truth. What I've sort of realized, and maybe it's because I'm a journalist and or whatnot, but to me, God is truth. And, you know, if you seek answers, you ask questions, you'll get answers. And therein lies everything that you need to know. And sometimes it's just asking questions. So I spent a year asking those questions. And it really took, you know, trying a lot of different things to figure out what I believe. And that meant going to Brad Pitt and Angelina's psychic and not being quite sure what she was talking about to, you know, having some very spiritually moving moments, learning meditation and studying spirituality with Deepak Chopra, Oprah's guy. And that being a very transformative experience for me. So, and also rediscovering the Bible and what that can mean in my life, through going to Bible study. So, you know, it's been a tremendous thing. I still have a long journey. But I definitely made some insight. I just hope that people who read the Ten Commandments will be like, I'm going to do my own version of, you know, the Mark Commandments or the Jill Commandments.
Yes, great.
You know, whatever.
Yes.
I think it's never a bad time to go on your own spirit quest to really redefine your faith, figure out what you believe. I think it provides a foundation for all of us, and I really do think that we all, inside of ourselves, even if we call ourselves an atheist, and I do talk to celebrity atheists in the book. You know, even if we're an atheist, we have spiritual
components. Beings. Yes, true.
We are spiritual beings. And I really encourage everyone to go on their own search for God. And I was very lucky to be able to do it in this book and to share it with people. And I happen to live in Hollywood, so that's where I did it. But if you live in Pittsburgh, or you live in Ashtabula, or you live in Buffalo, it doesn't matter. You can still find your own truth and seek it out.
Yes. Yeah. So the Ken Commandments is available in all finer bookstores. Ken, where's the best place we can find information on you as well? You know, it's available on Amazon and all those places, but where's the best place we can find you?
Yeah, you can go to Amazon, obviously, to the book, but you can learn more about me and my book and other books I've written at kenbakernow.com. I'm on social media everywhere at kenbakernow. I'm on it maybe too much, so you can definitely reach out.
You have to be, right?
But anyway, yeah, you can go to kenbakernow.com and learn more about me and my journey. And I hope people really enjoy the Ten Commandments. And like I said, you know, it's not just about me and my story, which the more I talk about it, I find it's very relatable. A lot of people do relate to that sense of being not sure what they think and kind of wish they had the time and wherewithal to explore different spiritual experiences. And luckily, you know, I was able to do that, and it's been a really amazing thing for me.
All right, Ken, thanks for calling. Best of luck, and a great story for sure in that spiritual journey you're under, and especially to get to hear all these other people. People definitely need to pick up the book. Thanks again for calling, Ken.
Thanks.
All right, take care. Bye-bye. You're listening to Neil Haley's show. We'll be back in just a moment.